Okay, so we saw yesterday the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We saw the beginning of the Perek, Ein Darshin Barayis Bishloisha, and I think we mentioned last night that the Mefarshim questioned what exactly is this Mishnah, what does this Mishnah have to do with Maseches Chagiga? It speaks about not to Darshin Barayis Bishloisha, V'lei B'mais V'reishas Bishnayim, V'lei B'merkava B'yachid, and we'll see in a minute. We'll just remind ourselves what we learned, but what exactly is the kesher to the previous perek, to the Masecht in general. So the Meiri writes that nizgalgal b'kach al yedei ma shenizgalgalu inyani arayas b'mishnach reina shel perek kama. Meaning we saw in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about certain things which we said nedarim is parchan da'aver. We said Hilchos Shabbos Chagigas Me'ilas is Harar Matzliyim Misaira. There's a little bit of Mikra and there's a lot of Halachas. And we said Dinim Avodes Taris Tmeis and Arayis Yesh Lahem Al Mashi Yismachu, which we explained meant it's not crystal clear, it's not mamish open psukim, but Yesh Lahem Al Mashi Yismachu. And the Gemara said, what is that referring to? What is that referring to? And we said, "Le'nitzurah el lebitay mi anusasei." The Lake Siva. It's not really mafurish the case of bitay mi anusasei that there's an iser arayas. It's learned out from heina heina, zima zima, and so on. So it says the Meiri, being that in the previous mission we spoke about inyani arayas, things which are not so mafurish and clear, but it's learned out from a remes, from a drasha, and so on. So now we speak about the way that one disseminates this particular Torah, like we quoted last night, Bashim the Maral. We mentioned the Maral in the Hakadam of Kukbaras Hashem, the Maral in the Ber Hagayla, and so on. But our Kabbonim, that is Pshat and the Kesher. And as we'll see in a minute, when the Gemara says Ein Darshin Barayis V'Shloisha, the Gemara is going to say it's referring to Sisrei as Arayis. We'll see, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn what that means, we'll see in a minute. But Rashi says, Sisri Arayas, Rashi Shita is things which are not mafurish, like Bitoy Me Anus Osoy. So says Rav Yashiv, according to Rashi, it's very good, like the Hemshech. I mean, just like we ended off by saying Arayas, Yeish Al Mashi Yismach. It's not crystal clear. And we said, what is that referring to? Bitoy Me Anus Osoy. So now we say, Ein Darshan Besisri Arayas, which Rashi learns, types of arayas which are not mafurish, like bitum anasasi, so that already makes a little bit of a kasha. That was the way, al derech the Meiri, what this perek has to do with. So we mentioned, the Gemara said lamaskana means ein darshan varayas li shleisha, you don't dash into a group of three, not maisa bereshis to a group of two, and maisa makavi, you're not even allowed to dash into one person. But if the person is a chacham, and he's made in midaitai, then you're allowed to give them the Rosh Yiprakim and so on. And the Mishnah mentioned that anyone who looks at four things, what is before, what is Lamala, Lamata, Lefanim, La'achar, which you mentioned different shittas in the Mishnah, what this means, is it referring to time, space? The Smag writes that the reason why you're not allowed to look at things, I mean, Rashi Shita was Mala Mala Merikia, above the chayos, what's underneath the chayos, and so on. The Smag says the reason why is because the pasuk says lo yisasuru achrei levavchem, which Chazal say ze haminus. So the Mefarshim explain a person is not supposed to engage in trying to understand things which possibly might lead to an akira of one's emuna, like we saw, like we know the Gemara, the Gemara of Arba Shenichnesu Lepardis. So the Gemara speaks about how Elisha ben Avuya and ben Azai ben Zoymar, Rabbi Kiva, and they were Nechnesu Lepardes. And other than Rabbi Kiva was the only one who was Nechnes B'Shalom and Yatsa B'Shalom. Meaning, going and engaging in things which are above your capacity is a dangerous proposition. And Ramchal writes about this also. Ramchal speaks about, is it preferable for a person's emuna to be based on the Masera which they got from their father, from their parents, or through chakira, through their own investigation, and so on. And he says, there's a mile and there's a chisaron. I mean, the mila of just getting it from your parents and grandparents is it's more of a safe bet. If you're going to embark in Yani Hakira, who's to say that you will come out the other side Shalim, Be'emunascha, and so on. There's a beautiful Chassam Sefer on this Gemara. It says, Rabbi Kiva was the only one. One went off the Derech, moment crazy, what? Different things. Rabbi Kiva was Nichnas B'Shalom, Yatsa B'Shalom, says Chassam Sefer. Why does he need to say he was Nichnas B'Shalom? Just say he was Yatsa B'Shalom, says the Chassam Sefer, because he braced himself in advance. And he said, it could be I'm going to see things which are way above anything which I could be masik, and it's going to be very schwer, it's not going to make sense, and Chalila, it might cause me to be a heretic. But he was Mizariz himself, because he was Nichnas B'Shalom, that's why he was Yatsa B'Shalom. There's a need to know, there's some things that you cannot look into. You know, a six-year-old kid wants to start to investigate things, it's just not a healthy exercise. One needs to know one's level and so on. So, Mal Lafonim, Mal Malam Alamat, Lafon La'achar, it's not Kedai, and Kol Shli Chasal Kved Kainai, Rosui or Roi Laishli Ba'al Ailam, as we mentioned, Kved Elikim has to Dover, a Kved of the Malchus is to be master these things, not to get involved above a person's Hasaga. So we're holding at the two dots, where the Gemara says, Ein Darshan Barayas Bishleisha. So the Gemara says, my time. Why are you not allowed to Darshan Barayas Bishleisha? And just note, here the Gemara says, Ein Darshan Barayas Bishleisha, my time. About seven lines before the bottom of the Amud, it says, Vleibu Maisa Breshas Bishnayim, Minahani Mili. So one is a Maitaima, one is a Minahani Mili. Minahani Mili, usually the question is, what's the source in Tanakh for this? Whereas Maitaima is more like a Din Derabbanan, so just bear that in mind. Ein Darshan Barayas Bishleisha, Maitaima, Ilema Mishum Dechsev, Ish Al Kol She'er Bisaroi. In the parish of Arayas, it says every person, El Kol She'er Bistarai. So we'll dash an Ish is Trey, She'er Bistarai is another person, is Chad is three, Bam Rahman at least, Sikrivu Legalis Erva. And don't come close Legalis to reveal. So it's a pasuk which is Meramez to three, and it says, don't be Megala, Leis Sikrivu Legalis Erva. So if that's the pshat, if that's your source, elamahata dechsev ish ki yakalo lekov. If a person, Rahman al-Atslan, is makalo, or ish shayitin mizari lamelech, so hachanami, are you going to say the same thing? So the way the Rabbeinu Hanan learns, Rabbeinu Hanan says, hachanami delay darshinin bay betray. Are you going to say that you shouldn't darshan the inyanim of these two concepts of Birkas Hashem and Maver Zari Lamoylech to two people? Parenthetically, there is a question over here that Tzuri Evan asks. I don't understand the question. What do you mean, Hachanami? Well, Hachanami, that you're not going to darshan it? Frank the Tzuri Evan, it doesn't say a Lashon of Lei Sikrivu Legales by those ones. So, That is the question of the Tzuri Evan. Take a look over there. Others learn that maybe the question is, Hachanami, are you going to say that it only applies when there's two people? Ish. Then there's a lab. But if there's more than two people, then it wouldn't apply. I mean, is that how you're going to learn it? Says the Gemara, Elamai, no. Ela hanu mi boile la rabbis as a nachrim. Shimuz harm al birkas Hashem. Va'alavag the Zarek Yisrael. Why does it say ish? What do we do with it? It's coming to say every person, not only a yid, ish, it's coming to be marba, nachrim, shemuzar, malbirkas Hashem, val avaydazara, ke Yisrael. It's interesting, meaning it says avaydazara, meaning marver b'nei lemoylech. It's a question as to exactly what is that? What exactly is that? Is that actually avaydazara? When they would pass over there a child? Also, machlekes rishonim, if the child needs to be killed or not, or the child has just passed through the fire. But it's just interesting. The Gemara calls it avodah zarah. So just like over there, we learn it from ish, the double lashon to be mar benachrim. So to by us, hainami mi boilei l'rabbis es anachrim. So we're also going to go and use the Ish Ish by She'er Basar to be Mar Benachrim Shemuz Harin Alo Arayis Ki Yisrael. We know this is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. And Muzar Al Arayis is not exactly the same dinim as us Mamish, but nevertheless there is a concept of Yisrael Arayis. There's a big discussion as to what exactly is a Goya Muzhar on, but the basic concept of Arayis, they are included. So don't tell me we learn out from the Ish Ish, because all it's coming to do is coming to be Mar Benachrim Legavi Arayis. So what is the source of Ein Darshin Barayis to three people? It says Ushmartim es Mishmarti. Now the pasuk goes on to say Levilti asois michukais hatay evois asher nasu lefneichem. So, b'shem my mishmeris, not to do all of the abominable practices. So, shmartim is mishmarti. So, we'll say shmartim is trei, mishmarti is chad. The Yom Rachman alavil piaseis mechukas atayevis. Not to do, which the mafashim say means not to kind of learn, you know, the practices, the abominable practices which they used to do, learning and understanding what they did, kind of going into and being megala. Reasons of Arias and so on. Says the Gemara, a similar type of question. Lama'ato. Zechsev, Ushmartim es HaShabbos, Ushmartim es HaMatzis, Ushmartim es Mishmeres HaKodesh. Hachanami, are you going to make a similar type of diuk? And say it only refers to one, and so on. Ela Amravashi, Ma Ye'ein Darshin V'Arayis B'Shleisho. It's not learned out from a pasuk. It's Ein Darshin B'Sisrei Arayis. You cannot darshan besisrei arayis lishleisha. And like the Mefarshim say, that's good. While the maskana, the Gemara opened up the sugya by saying my taima instead of an animile. Because the maskana, it's not learned out from a pasuk. What it means is you're not supposed to do, you're not supposed to divulge sisrei arayis. So let's first see the way Rashi learns. Rashi says three lines down in the white lines. Besisrei arayis she'enan mufurashis kegoin bitoy me'anusasei en chamavon. If a person, Rachman al-Tzlan, is ma'anus, a woman, and has a daughter, and then lives with that daughter, that is an isidir arayisa. That's learned out from a drosh like we saw, heina heina zima zima. That those types of droshes you're not supposed to publicize. So to aim chamav, aim chamav is a father-in-law's mother, mother-in-law's mother. So that is Shita's Rashi. That's what it means. Sisrei arayis. The Tesis Rid quotes Rashi. Pirish Amira arayis she'enin mufurashis ve'enin early. The Reif Atera midrasha ka'asya. There's so many things. The majority of the Torahs learned that from Joshua's. The Tesis Bracha shumaydiya tamia yisrael rabim. Good for him. Adraba. That he's going and he's explaining, elucidating. The nearly the sisri arayis hein kagoin harkulais sheyesh ba'arayis. Various kulais which come out of arayis. The kureis and sisri arayis she'ein adam royal legalis starim halalo la'ami ha'aretz. We don't want to reveal these types of things. Yeshirim desarchi umedami milsa lamilsa and so on. That's how he explains the concept of Sisrei Arayis. One second, here we go. Yeah, so the Mashal says like this, he quotes Rashi, and he also says, Lashon Sisrei Loy Mashmakein. Umitech Sefer Yoshon Lamadati. From an old book, I learned. Lafarish Sisrei Mamish, the Soid Isser Arayis. Soid of Isra Arayis, Kegoin Soid Isra Chaysay. Why can you not marry your sister? The Satan Meinez Yisrael be Isura, Shari Oilam Betchilas Binyanei Haya, Shekayin the Hevel Nasu Achaysam. You know, the whole reason why we are here today is because in the time of Adam and Chava, they married their sisters and so on. The Ein Adam Dun Besichle Lassar. Why can you not marry your sister-in-law? Ein adam dan besichloi Shemitasa shel Yaakov shleima ha'isa v'nasa achis ishtei. He married his wife's sister, and so on. So that's what it's referring to. Those types of things is what it is referring to. Now, I think we mentioned before that there is a machlokes rishonim as to do we say this concept applies nowadays or not? And there are rishonim, the Aguda, and others. We were medayek yesterday that the Rambam says. The Rambam says that it still is negeh nowadays. The Rav Yoh says it's not negeh nowadays. Let's just see a couple more lines in the Gemara, and we'll come back to this point. So the Gemara says, "What does it mean? Ein darshin b'arayis lishleisha? It means sisri arayis." Says the Gemara, "My taimo svaro. It's a svaro. Beitrei ki yasikami rabayu. If you've got two talmidim." Sitting in front of the Rebbe. Chad shakal v'tari v'adi rabbi. So one is discussing with the Rebbe, asking a question. The idach and the other one, matzliud ne legemara. Right, he's listening intently to the discussion. Whereas, tlasa, but if you've got three there, so what's going to happen? Chad shakal v'tari v'adi rabbi. One is going to be asking a question and handling with the Rebbe. They're going to be having their own discussion. And they're going to miss out on the conversation which the Rebbe had with the Talmud. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? They're going to come and they're going to end up mattering an Isser. But again, Arayas, because they weren't listening properly. Why do you say that type of concern by Kalatera? Third is Arayas Shaini Damamar, Gazov Arayas Nafshim Chamdosin Mis Avalam. The person has got a particular weakness when it comes to Gazel and in Yoni Arayas, and therefore a person will be Merahatar. A person will be Merahatar. That's the Rabbi Hanal says, Vakivan Shanefesh Mis Avalahen. Ein medaktik in hativ uboyin lahatir ha'iser. Frag the Gemara yahachi gezel nami. So why don't we say ein darshin begezel shleisha? Teretz is arayas bein befanav bein shlei befanav nafish yitzri. When it comes to arayas, both befanav and shlei befanav, a person has got a strong yitzer. Gezel befanav nafish yitzri. When a person sees the money on the floor, then he might be tempted to pinch it. But if you don't see it, then you don't necessarily have that same level of temptation. The Eon Yaakov says, I mean, Lamaisa, number one, this is what we find in many sources, you know, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Eben Ezra that a person needs to distance himself tremendously away from Inyani Erev and Arayas. We know that the Torah, one of the few examples of a d'oraisa siyog, is yichud. Right? The Torah doesn't usually make a siyog, right? The Chachamim make a siyog. The musig of yichud, some Mishnayim say it's like a siyog for arayis and so on. But the Yin Yaakov does say that this that we say that a person has a tithe even shleib of fun of, he says dafke beyoida umakira. It's specifically if a person is able to have an image of something. In other words, imagine if a person was on a desert island and grew up without ever seeing a woman, you know, what level of Yetzahara they would have. Meaning it's the Gemara says, if a person knows what the woman looks like the Marshall says, you're not allowed to see a woman's clothing when it's hanging on the line, if you know what that woman looks like, because then it's going to trigger various imagery and so on. Dafka b'yoyde makira, k'mesh kasa fezu sanhedrin, avu b'mashe, elu b'mashe en avroyes. But he says, v'ayin baguda, is what we mentioned, shakasa b'shem rav yah, to ha'idna, shahakol b'chsav, mutra lidreish barayas. Nowadays, when everything is written down, you're allowed to darshan these things. It's okay, it's permitted. The emes is that Yin Yaakov writes already previously. He says that there will be exceptions to this rule. We said Ein Darshin Barayis L'Shleisha, Leibem Aysim Merkava L'Shnayim, Leibem Merkava L'Yachid, Ben Yaakov says that even with these things, if you have someone who is exceptional Talmidim, who are discreet, and the Rebbe understands their abilities and their maturity and their mesiras v'chulu v'chulu, he says, Kevin Shein Chachamim Gedolim, then it is permitted to do so. That's what he says. And he gives a remez ladavar. Kol Orum Yasu Bedas. Zakti in Yaakov Orum Rashi Tevis Arayis Rashis, as in Maisab Rashis Merkava. Kol Orum Yasu Bedas. You need to, you the Rebbe, you need to assess whether or not you feel it's appropriate. Al Kabonim, he says, that, like we mentioned, Agud Bishin the Rav Yah, that nowadays you're allowed to explain these things a little bit. Just to maybe give you a little bit of an idea of this concept, maybe how we see this in the Rishonim, but to share with you an interesting tshuva of Rashba and a tshuva of the Radvaz. So there is a tshuva of the Rashba, let me just bring this up, where the Rashba was asked, what's the pshat Yaakov Avinu married two sisters? We're not allowed to marry two sisters. So we know the Avos kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, maybe on Chutz La'aretz, and Rachel died on the way up, and so on. But what's the pshat? So the Rashba writes Bekitzer, and he's not Mefarish very much. And maybe it has to do with this. Maybe we can bring a raya from his Rashba that he understood that for him to write a tshuva about this, that would go against the Ein Dorshin Barayis.
But if it's allowed in writing.
Well, that's the Aguda B'Shem Rav Yoh. But I'm just saying, maybe all we see from other Rishonim, not like that. So, the Rashba says like this. The Rashba says, here we go. He says, this is the Radvaz speaking. The Rashba responded to Kitzur. And he says, there's three things which you need to know. Zman, Mokum, and Kalim. Time, space, and vessels, kalim, things. Zag the Rashba, loy kol hazmanim shavim. Not all time is the same. Only on Shabbos and Yom Tov is there an Isser Malacha. And only on Pesach is there an Isser Chametz. And so the same is true with place. Only in Eretz Yisrael are there certain dinim. And only in the Beis HaMikdash are there yet even more dinim. And so too with regards to kalim, items, objects. Sharak im hafatzim misuyamim efshalakayim amitzas priates hadar. Only with certain types of things can you be mekayim amitzas of arbaminim. Barak koyen huzeh shayachal lahakrib bebeis hamikdash. Ayin shama. That's pretty much the extent of the Rashba. The question was, what's pshat Yaakov Avinu? And that is the enigmatic, cryptic response to the Rashba. I'm just saying that it could be that the Rashba disagrees with the Agudah B'Shem the Rav Yoh and says, you're not allowed to explain more. So they asked the Radvaz, what's pshat? What's going on? So they asked the Radvaz, and they said, Adayin advarim stumim. It's not clear. And they want him to explain more. Says the Radvaz, you know what? She'al af she'enei reitzah. I don't really want to explain more. And again, maybe this is because of our sugya. He says, I don't really want to explain more, but in order not to leave the paper blank, you know, I'm responding to you and leaving the rest of the paper blank, I'm going to explain a little bit. So the Radvaz says the following. And again, I'm only saying this because it's a tshuva of the Radvaz. So I'm just saying over a tshuva of the Radvaz, maybe with one little point of hisafa. The Radvaz says, not everyone is roy to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, only Kahanim. This is really what he's getting to. Not everyone is on the level to marry two sisters. Why? So this is the line. The Hainanishim Shaloi Kal Echad Roi Lihishtamish Im Sharvitoi Shel Melech. Not everyone is befitting to use, to adopt the Sharvit, the scepter of the king. Shizeh Hatam Shal Isser Arayis. Because that's the reason of the Isser Arayis. Avo Yaakov shechakuka bekisei hakavod. Oh, the yachid b'tachtonim. Who roy? He is allowed to. So I'll just give you a little bit of his suffer the way I understand it. The way I understand it. And I heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zechel Racha, many years ago, that he explained that often we find Avodah Zarah and Arayas together. Like the Gemara says, Loi Avdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah El Lahat Lehem Arayas Befer Hesla. And the Goyin says that he has a Kabbalah that every single Avodah Zarah had a different knach of Taiva and Arayas in it. Every single one, there was some element of hedonism and Erev and Arayas in every single Avodah Zarah. The two often go hand in hand. And Ramesha said like this. He said that every single person is created a chaser. We cannot self-perpetuate. A person needs to get married. You need someone else to perpetuate. The concept of Arayas, and Ramosh actually said once a different time, he said the worst type, and again, I don't know what this means, I'm just saying over what I heard. He once spoke about the Arayas of Haba al-Bitay, Rahman al-Islam. And he said that this is the worst type of Arayas that there is. So I'm just using that line to explain the way I understand what he means to say. If a person succumbs to some type of a family relationship in order to be moiled, it's ke'ilu like what the person is saying, I don't need to come onto a hashlama mibachutz. I've got everything within me. And when I say within me, it's within me, like my daughter comes from me after all. So I can self-perpetuate. A daughter, a sister, it's kind of all me. It's as close as possible as one can get. So that's the bechina of Avodah Zarah. For a person to say, you know, I'm able to kind of, I don't need a hashlama. I'm able to do it all myself. Ein oid milvadi, Rahman al-Itzlan. That is the bechina of Avodah Zarah. So Zakta Radvaz, that Yaakov Avinu was the only one who was able to be mishtamit b'sharvite shel melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachid B'Alyeinim, Yaakov was Yachid B'Tachteinim. Mashma, this Bechina of being able to kind of somehow within, you know, here it was the case of two sisters, it wasn't Rahman al-Tzlan a daughter, it wasn't his own sister, but it was what, like within that parsha, that's the Bechina of Sharvet Shal Melech, which is only Shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't need Hashlama. Yaakov Avinu is the Bechir Sheba Avos. He's the most Muslim Shabbat always, and before Matan Torah, that was the way that he did it. Again, you know, I don't claim to say that is the pshat in the Radvaz, but maybe that is a pshat. But I was just bringing it out to show that you see from the Rashba and a little bit from the Radvaz that they did try somewhat to be master than Yonah. Okay, long again, Vaiter. The Gemara says, "V'loy b'vayis b'reishis b'shnayim." So we said that you're not allowed to darsh and vice abrasius, and we said the Gemara says the maskana means li shnai, to two people. So here the Gemara says menani mili. What is the source in Tanakh? Menani mili. Tetan Rabbanim. The Basic says ki sha'alna la yamim rishenim. It says ki sha'alna, and this is written b'lashni yachid. That's the Rabbi Hanel says, Ki sha'alna l'yamim rishenim midloy amar sha'alu ela sha'al b'lashin yachid. Meaning you will ask and you will inquire about the early days, the days of shahayu l'fanechal minayim ashabar l'kim adam ala aretz, and so on. Sha'alna, it's only to one person, not to two people. Yachid shoyel, the ein shnayim shoyelin. Is the yachal yishal adam I might think that a person is allowed to be shoyel about what was before the world. From the day that man was on the ground, the man was on the earth, not before. Eyes, if so, maybe only allowed to inquire, investigate from day 6 onwards. Talmud Lamer, Liyamim Rishenim Ashahayu Lefanecha, from the days that were before you. But these were these days, the 6 days which were before you, or the 5 days which were before you, that is permitted to do. Yachol Yishal Adam. I might think a person is allowed to inquire about what's above the chayyis, beyond, and so on. Talmud Lemur leMekzeh Hashemayim bad Ketzeh Hashemayim. No, you can only do things which are within this world. Within this world, leMekzeh Hashemayim bad Ketzeh Hashemayim atashoyol, vein atashoyol malamala malamata malafonim, malachar, things which are out of our space, out of our dimension. These are not things which you can inquire. Says the Gemara, "Hashd of the Nafkalei mi elamikseh shemayim velkseh shemayim." So once you say that, which basically says you can only inquire and investigate from things which are within the world of the realm of our world. So lemin hayoyim shabar lekim adam ala aretz. I don't need to learn out that you're not allowed to inquire about my sabrashis from this pasuk. So lamali. So what do I need that pasuk for? So the Gemara, you're right to look at the Rabbi Elazar. So, miboy lei lichad Rabbi Elazar. It's made it for Rabbi Elazar. Tam Rabbi Elazar, Adam Arish and Mina Aretz Ad L'Rakia. He spanned, he went from the ground all the way up to Rakia. Shneimer lemin hayoyim ashabara elikim Adam ala Aretz. Rashi says, ala Aretz, l'mikseh shamayim, ala Aretz haya, umagi ala shamayim. So he extended all the way up to shamayim. Now, Kaven Shesarach, but once he sinned, he niyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodav alav u miyatzai. Hashem Kaviyahu put his hand on him, and he made him smaller. He made him smaller, Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Shneimar achar v'kedem tzatani v'toshes alai kapecha, meaning kind of from the back and from the front, from the latter, from the earlier, he formed me, v'toshes alai kapecha, and he placed his hand, your hand upon me, and he made him smaller, he diminished him. So, initially we said he was from the ground till the Aretz, till the Shemaim, excuse me. Now we say he was Miseifa Oilam V'ad Seifai. So Rashi says, what is Seifa Oilam V'ad Seifai? Bearing in mind that we know that our world is round, Rashi says, his feet were in the east, and his head was in the east, and his feet were in the west. Does that mean like he covered, like if the world is round, does it mean he just kind of covered, you know, 50% of the globe, and on one side, maybe like that? But that is the way Rav Yehuda Merav says he was. Once again, given Shesarech, and Yechakadosh Baruch Hu Yodav Alav Umiyatoy, Shneim, as it says, Vatoshes Olai Kapecha. From the same thing, there's a Giras which says Vehimidu Al Mea Ama. He diminished him to a mere 100 Amos, and so on. Some take out the words Ihachi. And the reason why they take a Ihachi, if you remember, Tosfos and Maseches Brachos on Daf Beis and Aleph taught us what Ihachi means in every place in Shas. Ihachi basically means, if you would have said, like we said previously, it would have been good, but now that you're saying what you're saying now, yet Tzabich HaKasha. So an Ihachi is always to be learned like that. So he says over here on the side, it's not really a proper Ihachi. It's just Kashu Kroy Ahadadi. The Psukim are Shver. Meaning we have one Pasuk which says he was from the ground till the Rakia. We have another Pasuk which says he was from one side of the world to the other side of the world. Sam Sestira Kashu Kroy Ahadadi. Says Gemara Idi the Idi Had Shiru. It is the same Shir. Good. There were 10 things which were created on the first day of Bereshis. Ve'eluhin. Shemayim va'aretz, toyu va'vayu, or v'cheshech, ruach ha'mayim, midas yoyim, umidas laila. By the way, what is midas yoyim, umidas laila? It's actually in C before. It mentions that cheshech was created. So this is a very important Gemara. Choshech was created. It is known that Rabbeinu Sadia, Rabbi Sadia Gaon, in Emunas V'deis, it's in the first Mimer, and the Rambam in the Moira, in the 10th Perek, says that Choshech is not a creation. Choshech is merely the lack of light. It's a heder. It's a lack of. Others strongly disagree. The Rekeach, in his Pirush al Sidur, we say Yoytzar Uvayri Choshech. He says Choshech is a Bria. So says the Rashba. The Rashba says that it's Das Haminim. It's heretical to say that Choshech is merely a heder. It's just a lack of, and so on. And he says we are Anachnu Adas Hamaminim, and we know that Hashem Yisbarach was Bara Shneim Yesh Ma'ayin. The Goyin writes this in many places. So writes the Yinitziv on the words Velachishech Karalaila. And the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says over here that from here Lachiritz Mashma, the Choshech is a Dover Mamoshi. It's not a Heder Bovad. But he says it could be that maybe there's two different types of Choshech. There's one type of Choshech which is a lack of light. And then there's another type of Choshech like Choshech Mitzrayim, which is a Bria, and so on. Or like the Choshech of the beginning of the Yetzirah, and the Choshech of Mitzrayim, those are considered to be a Bria. That's different there is about Choshech. What does it mean, Midas Yoyim, Midas Laila? So here we have on record a Rashi. Rashi says, Midas Yoyim, Midas Laila, Chav Dalet Shoyis, Bench Neim. There were 24 hours. And again, this is going on Asar Dvar Nivru B'Yoyim Rishon. On the first day, it was a 24-hour day. When there's a big discussion how to resolve what appears to be a world which seems more than 5,782 years, and the discussion, what's with the first few days before the luminaries were put into position on day four, maybe 24 hours only started from then onwards. But Rashi at least says this means that the days were always 24-hour days, and therefore, at least if you go with a sheet of Rashi, you will have to come up with a different mahalach. Hashem was Bayra Ilamuz the Machrivon, or during the Mabul, the world changed, whatever Torah and Terutzim people give. Al Kaponim says the Gemara like this: Shemayim Va'aretz Tichseh Bereishis Barlekin Eis Hashemayim the Eis Va'aretz. We'll dash in the Eis of Eis Hashemayim and Eis Va'aretz in a minute. Tell you Va'avoy Tichseh Va'aretz Ha'isos Sayiv Va'avoyu Ar V'Chayshich. Again, it doesn't say 24 hours in this, but is the mid of Yemid and Laila. Tana. Tell you what to tell you, caviar, shemakivis, kolanim, kulai. Some type of a green, like kav, which envelops the world, shimimena yetsa choshech, that from it darkness evolves, darkness comes out from. The Bach says yetsa choshech la'olam. I think it's the Bach's yetsa today, by the way. Shimimena yetsa choshech la'olam. From there, choshech goes out to the world. Shenem ayashes choshech sisri svivaysav bohu. So the Pasuk says, if you look at Rashi over here, where is the Yashas Cheshech, Sviva Yisav, Lamadata Shekav, HaCheshech Makif Es HaShemayim. So this is Sviva Yisav. This Cheshech is Sviva Yisav. So Yashas Cheshech, Sisri Sviva Yisav. So one second. Again, Yashas Cheshech Sisri Sviva Yisav. So, Boyu, what's Boyu referring to? Eilu Avonim Hapulomis. It's referring to these Avonim Hapulomis, which Rashi says is a lashon of lichluch, lichluach, of wetness, of moisture. Tamushu Kois Besahayim, which are submerged in the depths. Shemehen Yetzimayim, from these moist Avonim, that's where mine comes forth. Shnem Avonat Aleim Kav. But Toyu, Shnatan Kav, Toyu, Va'avni Bayu, Good. Says the R the abbreviation Ivri was light created on day number one. The Basic says V'yitzin Eisamali Kimber Kiyashamayim. It says that the luminaries were placed in the Rakia Hashamayim. The Basic says Lahayir Amaritz. This took place on day four. So Gemara says, Ella Kedrabalaza. Ella Kedrabalaza. This first, that you want to tell me the light was created on day number one? You see, light was on day number four. So what is this light referring to? Ella Kedrabalaza. Dharma Blaza R. Shabara Kadesh Baruch Hu B'yam Rishin. Adam and Seife Baimi Seife Elamat Seife. This light was a spiritual light. This was a light which a person was able to see in Misefai Lamat Seifai. But once Hashem saw what would take place in the future in the generations of the Dar Mabel and Dar Aflaga, Varosh Masayim Mikul Kalim, he saw that their actions were Mikulkal, Amad Vignaze. Hashem got up, Kaviyachol, and hid it. Put it away. Vigonze Mehen Shinemar Vayim Nam Reshayim Eiram. And again, the Mepharshim discuss. I think it's the Yevon Yaakov over here once again. He says this is not referring to a Hashem being Nimlach Chas V'Shalom and so on. Obviously, Hashem knows. He says these are L'Chayim and Atemu Al Kari Haderes Mireish Sheyivre Davar Mash Shehatzerich Yeh Lamone Min Olam. Or so he gets into this discussion of Yedi and Bechira. However you understand this, once Hashem saw the actions of the Rishayim, he was Goinizit, Shinem Avim, Nem Rishayim, Iram, Minignazai, who was he Goinizit for? The Tzadikim, Asadlavi, Shinem Avialikim, Asar, Kitoy, Vain Tevel, Tzadik, Shinem Im, Tzadik, Kitoy. And Kaven Shara are Shekinazel Tzadikim. Once the light saw that it was hidden away for the Tzadikim, Biyad Samach. The light was happy. I mean, the light was happy about the fact that it was stored away for the Tzadikim. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, are Tzadikim Yismach. So, Akabonim, we see, you wanted to say that the light was created on day number one. We see that the light was on day number four. And so on. Elamai, we sing this light is referring to a spiritual light. The Gemara says, Kitanoi. Oy Shabrak Adish Baruch Hu Amrish and Adam Seifu Mabit Boy Yisef Elamad Seifu Divir Reb Yaakov. The Chachamim Emrim, no. Hein, Hein, Ma'aris. That's actually referring to the sun, the luminaries. Shinev Reb Yamrish. It was all there on day number one. V'lei Niklu Ad Yom Revi. It was only suspended on the fourth day. Good. The world was created with 10 things. B'chachma, b'tfuna, b'das, b'kayach. So we've got chachma bin and das. We've got kayach. We've got ga'ara, that Hashem is kind of rebuking. We've got gvura, b'tzedek, b'mishpat, b'chesed, b'rachmin. So b'chachma, b'tfuna, d'chsev, Hashem, b'chachma, yasad arts. Koinen Shemayim and Bisvuna. So you've got Chachma and Tzvuna there. Bidas, the Chsev, Bidaiti Tahimais Nivko. With his Das, the depths were Nivka. Bekayach Gvur, the Chsev, Mechen Harim, Bekaychai, Nezar Begvura. We saw this at the beginning of Zechestinus. Begara, the Chsev, Amude Shemayim, Yerifafu, Veyismu, Migar Rosai. Meaning these pillars of Shemayim, they are marufaf. They are kind of shaking and weak from Hashem's ga'ara, Hashem's rebuke. Tzedek u'mishpat chsev, tzedek u'mishpat mechoin kisacha b'chesed mechoin kisacha, and b'chesed rachamim chsev zochar rachamech Hashem v'chesedecha. Meaning your chesed, your rachamim ki mi'olam heima, because this goes back to the very beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis. When Hashem created the world, so the world was unfolding like two balls of string. Ad Shigar by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until Hashem rebuked it, the Hamidai, and was mined it, and contained it, and limited it. Shneimar Amud Ishamayim Yirei Fafu, V'yismar Migar Rosei. Behind the Rish Lakish, might have said, I killed Shakai. What is Pshat? It is Shem Hashem, which shares the root, die. Ani kel shakai, ani hu shamayti la'olam, die. I am the one that I said to the world, I said to olam, I said die. What is that? What is that referring to? So, it's interesting, they say, the Hasidic Shesvarim say, in the name of Rav Mendel of Miriminov, and Rav Tzadik says, in the name of Rav Bonimi Pashischa, that when it says die, we say that it means that there's enough of a Gilui Elikus in the world for everyone. In other words, Hashem created the world, the sources which say Hashem created the world in order to reveal himself, to make himself known to us, and so on. Now, obviously, it mentions that Hashem did it on Chesed Yibane, and so on, but it was Lehishtamuda. It was done to make himself known. And there's enough. There's enough of Elikus. I mean, the world was Hilech Misrachiv. Kadeshi Yuchlu Lahaka Yoisa Malchusa. So we could see even more of Hashem's Malchus in the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die. There's enough of my Malchus and my Elikus in this world for every single person to be Makar me and so on. Meaning to say that there always has to be a balance. Meaning, if the world is Hilech Misrach, the world Olam is Mimash Nelam, as we know. And it's difficult to see Hashem in the world. And because of the Chukais Shemayim Va'aretz, because of the laws, which the world seems to be a natural world, and Olam Mimash Nelam. So, on the one hand, Hashem is revealing himself, wants to reveal himself, and the world needs to unfold and unfold and unfold. But it's got to be the right balance that it's not too much. So that's the die. Hashem said to the Olam, Miloshen Ne'elam, die. There's enough of Elikus, but if it's going to be too big, it's going to be difficult for a person to understand. It's similar to what the Gemara says. Yaakov Avinu said, Mi she'omer le'olam die, he will say to my tzaros die. You know, on the one hand, we need to have nisyonos. We're in this world for nisyonos. But if there's too much nisyonos, like the Gemara says, Anias is Mavra, a person on Das Koine. It's too difficult for me. So it's a question of getting that balance right. That Shem Hashem, which kind of gets that balance, is the Shem Shakai, which says, it's enough. That's enough. There's the right balance and so on. The Yam was getting bigger and bigger.
Sorry, was the Rosh suggesting that in the word Shakai there is Da?
Yeah. Correct. It was developing ad shagar by HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Hashem once again rebuked it, v'yavshe, and he dried it out. Remember, goyer v'yam v'yavsheyu. It was goyer and he dried it out. V'chal naharis hichrif. Tan Rabban, b'shamayimrim shamayim nevru tchila. B'shamay say that the shamayim was created first. The Yachagach Nivras are arts. And then subsequently the land was created. Shneimer Bereishis Barlekin Eis HaShemayim Eis HaAretz. So first the Shemayim. B'Salemen Eretz Nivras Tchila. The Yachagach Shemayim. Shneimer B'Yem HaSeis HaShem Alekim Eretz HaShemayim. Omer Dan B'Sham B'Sala B'Sham Ele Devrechem. What the Shemayim was created first. Adam B'Yna Aliyah. The Yachagach B'Yna Bais. Well, first he built a loft, an attic. And then you build a house. Shnei Mahabayne v'Shemayim Ma'alaisav Ma'agudasi Al Eretz Yisoda, meaning that the Shemayim is considered the Aliyah. Amle Beisham LeBeisela DeBrechem Adam Eisa Sharafraf. You build a footstool first. Ve'achnach Eisa Kisei, and then you build a chair. Shnei Mahakayam Hashem Hashemayim Kisei V'Aretz Hadayim Raglai. Meaning the Shemayim is my Kisei, and the Aretz is the footstool. That doesn't make sense. Chachamim Omrim, Zevedek Achas Nivru. They were created at the same time. Remember, Av Yod Yost Aretz, V'Yemini Tzivcha Shemayim. Kerani Aleihem Yamdu Yachtovs. It says, over there. This is all the pasuk. It says lashon of yachtav over there that it was done together. The idah, what would Beishama Bezil say with that? My yachtav delay mishtalfei mehadazi. They don't separate from one another. There is a connection, a clear link connection between the Shemayim and the Aretz. The Gemara says mikol makam kashu kroye ahadadi. We have one pasuk which seems to say the Shemayim was first. We have another pasuk that the Eretz was first. Amrish Lakish, Amrish Lakish explains and says kishabaran bara Shemayim v'achyach bara Aretz ukishenata nata Aretz achyach nata Shemayim. So the original creation was Shemayim, and then was the land. But as far as like spreading it out, the Eretz was done beforehand, and then the Shemayim. Says the Mai Shemayim. What's written in this word Shemayim? Arma viyis b'panina shesham mayim. There is mayim. Now we know that Shemayim is a reference. Mayim is yam. Yam. It's a world where it's just one simple thing. It's a yam. Yam is lashon nun. It's a yam. This world is the aretz. That is the yam hagadol, so to speak. Shesham mayim. The masnisaton in the brayz it says eish umayim. Now Shemayim is eish mayim. Malam et shevina kadosh baruch hu v'tarfen zebaza. Hashem mixed the two together. V'asam ha'en erikia, and so on. As mentioned over here, there's a very interesting Iyun Yaakov who explains that Beishamah says Shemayim is first. And they still say that the Eretz is first. So he says that the Elyonim are gedolim b'mayla. The Elyonim are mochashev. She'ikra b'riya b'shvilam. The Beisulayim and Eretz nivras t'chila ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yecha b'shvalim. Shem is more interested in the lowly ones. Ad la'aretz u'mashpais yarem evyoinim. And so on. And many says, and this was the midah of Beis Hillel, shenoichim va'aluvim hayu, they were humble, and that's the reason why the halacha was nikba ke Beis Hillel, because of the anava. But he says, oid yeshlaim ad Beis Shammai azel l'shitasai. They're going l'shitasam elsewhere. Beis Shammai says, the Gemara says, ne'irvin, noyach la'adam shalai nivra. It's preferable for a person not to have been created in the first place. Lekach icher bibriyasam. Therefore, Hashem delayed in creating the land. Ki akdumi puranus le makdamina. Why do I need to preface something which is potentially damaging and negative? Mashen kein l'shita sam, the sfirei ne'er la'adam shenivra, l'kach sfirei d'tzachi b'nei adam nivru t'chila. A little bit schwer because the Gemara says that Beis Hillel subsequently retracted and agreed to Beis Shammai, but they said, you're right. Okay, let's just finish off. Shaul, Rabbi Yishmael, as Rabbi Giva, when they were walking the path, Amalei, Ata Shishimash Tisnachamish Gamzu, Chav Beis Shana, you are Mishamish, Nachamish Gamzu for 22 years, Shahayadirish Kal Esin, Shabatari Dash, and all the Esin. Ace Hashemayim, the Ace Aretz, Mahayadarish Ben. What did he dash from those? So Amalei, Ilu Ne'amar, Bereishis, Barlekim, Shemayim, Aretz. Ayisi Ayma. You know how I would have understood? I would have said, Shemayim, the Aretz, Shemayisan, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would have said, Bereishis, Bara, Elohim, Shemayim, the Aretz, as God called Shemayim, the Aretz. Achshav Shneimar, Ace Hashemayim, the Aretz, Shemayim, Shemayim, Mamish, and Eretz is Eretz Mamish. So the Gemara says, that's all good and well. Why you needed the first Ace? Bereishis Barakim, Ace HaShemayim. But could have said Bereishis Barakim, Ace HaShemayim, Ba'aretz. So Ace Aretz, Lamali, Lahakdim, Shemayim, La'aretz. To tell me that one came before the other, again, depending on how you learn in the previous figure. The Aretz Haisa Sayu Vavayu Michti B'Shemayim Ischa B'Reisha Maishna D'Kachashiv Maisa Eretz. And some add in meaning it says the Aretz was Tayu Vavayu. If we started to speak about Shemayim, why do we now go and speak about the Eretz? So some of the gears Hataima mefarish mili, or I'm sorry, my time and mefarish mili da aritz bereisha. That's how they read it. Why are we going on to explain the things about the world first? And that we say, Tanat Be'er Bishmael, I'll tell you what. Mashal Melech Basav Adam, Sh'amar La'avadav, Hishkimu Lepiski. Get up early to greet me tomorrow morning. So, Lemachar, Hishkim U'matza Nashim V'anashim. The next morning, the king got up early and he saw women and men there. Lami Mishabeach, who is the one that he praises? Lamish ein darkoi lahashkim vehishkim. To the one, it's not the derech to get up early, but they nevertheless get up early. Says Rashi, Hachanami, so too. Over here, the reason why it speaks about Eretz first, midakara l'shamayim t'chila, havali Eretz ein darkoi lahashkim. So it's like the Eretz is the ein darkoi lahashkim, so to speak, in the mashal, and therefore the one that he's, so to speak, praising and dealing with first, and explaining is the Eretz. Okay, we will call it here, and Bez Hashem, take it up tomorrow at 12:45. Mm-hmm.